This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Marissa Milton. U.S. President Joe Biden meets with his Russian counterpart Vladimir Putin in a few hours for the first time amid deteriorating relations between the world powers. This is his last stop, Geneva, Switzerland, for the meeting with Putin in his first trip as president, first international trip, that is. The meeting takes place in the final hours of his first trip abroad. Sunday through Thursday, he attended the 47th G7 summit in the English seaside village of Carbis Bay, and also meetings of NATO and EU leaders in Brussels on Monday and Tuesday. Soon after Biden arrived in Geneva on Tuesday, a reporter asked if he were ready for Wednesday's meeting. Biden replied, "I'm always ready." The White House said it expects the Biden-Putin meeting to be candid and straightforward, and that Biden will bring up ransomware attacks originating in Russia, the Kremlin's aggression toward Ukraine, the imprisonment of dissidents, and other issues. In an interview with NBC News, Putin has said U.S.-Russia ties had deteriorated to their lowest point in recent years. He has rejected U.S. claims that Moscow and Russian hackers are carrying out debilitating cyber attacks on American companies and government agencies. Newly released documents show that in the last weeks of his administration, former U.S. President Donald Trump and his aides pressured the Justice Department to investigate his unfounded voting fraud complaints and overturn his election loss. Nearly 5 months after leaving office, Trump still contends there were voting irregularities that cheated him out of another four-year term in the White House, according to the House of Representatives Oversight and Reform Committee. Before he left office, Trump, his chief of staff, and a private attorney all sought to enlist the Justice Department to pursue election irregularities that had already been